good morning, everybody. So I'm Lisa Slack, and I can't work the machine. So there we are. So I'm from Lancashire County Council. And we're going to talk today about what we do in Lancashire in terms of care homes. Where am I pointing it after? Okay, that's fine. But just to put it into perspective, I guess, in terms of my role and what I'm responsible for from Lancashire County Council. So in terms of our service that we've got on my portfolio, it includes care navigation service. So a social worker will go out and do an assessment, they will do a care package, and their care navigation will find the package of care for the service user. We also manage the contracts team, and that's the domiciliary care contracts team that work in the community. Contracts team in terms of residential care, and that's what we're going to be talking about today in the work that they do in terms of care homes, and they work a lot with quality improvement and have that as part of their role. We've also got the infection prevention control team that work with us, and that's some nurses that work with us that work across children and adult services, but also work across care homes if there's been an outbreak, for example. We've also got sepsis strategy in care homes and a number of other things going on there. We also work with care homes when they are failing, unfortunately, through whatever reason, and we've got a team of staff that go out to help service users through that process. And we also manage the adult safeguarding portfolio as well. So just to put in context, I guess, in terms of the portfolio I manage, it's that. In terms of the national context and the national picture, and the challenges that affect good quality care, I think that sort of affects us in Lancashire as well. So talking of the national picture is about access and access to good quality care. There's obviously different care that you get in different regions. People will be aware of issues with the mental health services at the moment and the challenges that they face in establishing beds locally for people with mental health issues. Hospital waiting lists, obviously challenges around that depending on which postcode that you come from. So lots of challenges around access to good quality care. Quality across England is generally quite good. However, this can be patchy depending, as I said before, on where you live. And we know that quality, to establish good quality, you have to have good working relationships, ensuring an organisational culture is really strong and really good leadership. Nationally, we have issues with workforce, as I guess everybody does locally as well, and that's around recruitment and retention. And also developing skills of workers and ensuring those are refreshed on a regular basis, and that's one of the themes that we're finding at the moment, and clearly about low staffing levels and difficulties with that. Demanding capacity, we've got an ageing population, people are living longer with more complexity and more chronic illnesses, and of course that's creating more demand across England. And funding and commissioning arrangements, they're often done in silos. We need to get better at working together to make sure people have the right resources at the right time available to them. And of course, we've all got sort of squeezed budgets at the moment as well, which is causing some of the challenges that we have. So just moving on briefly to what we're doing in Lancashire. We've got a county council vision and market position statement that gives a strategic vision for Lancashire and where we're going with that. And I guess what we're doing now is making it really clear that what we want to do is to support people to live longer in their own homes, independently in the community. And we will use residential care. There'll always be a place for residential care, but it won't be first choice for people. It will be seen as the later choices, and people will be encouraged and supported to live in their own homes independently in the community, which I guess that's what we'd all want anyway for ourselves and our friends and relatives, to stay at home for as long as possible. We work very closely in partnership with the integrated care system and regulated care forums that are there. Work closely with the CCGs, CQCs and providers and Health Watch. And my colleague Sue is going to talk a bit more about how we work closely with Health Watch. About 18 months ago in Lancashire, we developed a Lancashire quality strategy. And what we discovered, or what it was, I first came into post, and a quarter of our care homes in Lancashire were rated as requires improvement or inadequate. So clearly we needed to do some work there about developing the quality around our care homes. Our key priorities at that time was about management and leadership. We realised that, and the national picture also shows us that, that leadership is absolutely essential in care homes. If you've got a really good leader, you've got a really good start about, you know, ensuring quality is good. However, if your leadership is poor or leaders are changing all the time, often there'll be difficulties within the care homes. Improve relationships with providers. I guess from a contracts perspective, we were going around and probably going in with sort of an authority type role, a bit like CQC were at one time, I guess. So providers were feeling quite challenged, I think, from the local authority as well as CQC. We're trying to change the culture with that so providers can ring us, and you know, we're there to help, we're there to support the providers in the community and not use that authoritarian role. I mean, obviously, we have to, if the quality is really poor, we can take sort of action around that. But clearly, we want to keep care homes open and functioning for the benefit of the service users. Also, systems and tools that support each other. You know, we're trying to work with health really closely, so providers are just telling their story once, so they're not having to tell local authority one thing, and also NHS different set of rules, and also CQC, to try and avoid that duplication. And again, Sue's going to talk a bit more about some of the systems and some of the software that we're using around that. So since the strategy has been in place, we've seen an improvement in our care home. In our care homes. So we've seen a 10% increase. So we've currently got 83% of care homes that are good or outstanding within Lancashire. So that's been really good, and that's been some of the work we've been doing around that. I guess currently in Lancashire we've got 409 care homes that are rated by the CQC, so it's a big patch that we've got. We've got a small team of about 10 people that work in that area. And that sort of just gives you the picture around Lancashire. Over the last couple of years, I guess this gives you a picture, I guess, about closures that have happened within Lancashire. So we've relocated in 2017 and 2018 about 240 service users from one accommodation to another accommodation, and that sort of reduced down a bit last year. It was about 8 care homes that were closed last year, and where we had to relocate just over 100 people. So it just gives you a picture, I guess, of the complexity and the challenges that providers are working in terms of their registrations and managing to stay afloat in the current climate with the current challenges we've got around staffing and funding and everything else that goes with that. Okay, so what do we want to achieve? So we really want to increase the numbers of care homes rated as good and outstanding in Lancashire, ensuring there's equitable choice of quality provision across Lancashire. Same as other areas, really. We've got 12 district councils in Lancashire, and in some areas, probably about 10% of those might be of poor quality in particular areas, but in other areas, it's about 50%. So we want to try and make sure that wherever you go in Lancashire, you've got sort of equal access to good quality care. Sharing and learning from good practice and developing a skilled workforce and culture change. It's about how can we work together with providers, with the NHS, with CQC, with Health Watch. How can we all work together to ensure that that providers can feel very well supported by the sector and by the regulators. Developing good, excellent working relationships with providers and strong leadership. And as I said earlier, leadership is absolutely key in managing good quality care. And working together to deliver person-centred care that makes a positive difference to families and carers. And ensuring people are supported to maintain activity and their wellbeing in communities. We all know we all feel better when we've seen our friends and families and we're connected to our local community. And why should it be any different when you move into a care home? Okay, so I'm going to hand you over now to Sue, who's bringing a dog with her. And Sue will tell you a bit more about what the teams do working actually in the care homes. Just turn him upside down a bit. Just pop him there. Yep. Okay, so I'd like to share with you today a little more detail about how we're working with our partners. And basically what we want to do is build great relationships
and jointly improve the quality of care that's provided in the Lancashire care homes. I've brought Arnie along. He's our team robo-pet, and I'll be telling you a little bit more about him and his mates as a final point to the presentation. Lisa's already said that we've got over 400 care homes in Lancashire, so making sure that we maintain these good relationships and improve quality is actually no mean feat. We've got three locality teams. Each has a contract assurance officer and a monitoring officer, and each of the three localities also has a quality improvement practitioner. As a result of the provider feedback that we've got, we prioritise offering each care home a named officer, and a point of contact, and we also prioritise undertaking a visit to each of the care homes on an annual basis. We're in the second year of providing this, and we find that the benefits are that our relationships with providers are getting better, that our relationships with commissioning colleagues in health are getting better because we often undertake joint visits. And importantly, we're recognising where providers are doing well and where more support needs to be targeted. So going on to some of the more responsive work that we do, we meet with partners on a monthly basis. This would be CQC, Health Partners and Health Watch. And we call these meetings radar meetings. Ordinarily, we have about 10 and 20 care homes considered at each locality radar at any one time. And the benefits of these meetings are that we're able to target our support to the providers who are at risk of underperforming or who are providing even an unsafe service. Another support service that we offer is the quality and performance improvement process, and this is where we work with providers who are experiencing, I think, more than one-off difficulties and really need to make some improvements. We invite the owners and their management staff to commit to a series of meetings with professionals over a period of 3 to 6 months. I'm pressing the right click. Oh, there we go. The feedback that we receive from the providers about this QPIP process, as it's known, is very positive. We think that's because of the joint working and the bespoke wraparound support that we're able to arrange. So basically, we have key professionals in that area who link in with the provider and offer constructive feedback and advice, perhaps by undertaking audits or monitoring visits. And we also signpost the providers to best practice tools and support that's available from other organisations. These are some of the themes that arise from RADAR and the QPIP meetings, and I've no doubt that these themes are echoed nationally as well. And we do get themes that come in from other sources too. For example, Healthwatch Lancashire hear from people who are living in care, and they have recently brought together the themes of what they've been hearing. So quite ordinary sort of stuff, really: having a clean, light and airy home, having a tailored living space which is accessible with facilities such as Wi-Fi and a double bed. People want tailored activities that are suitable for them. They want more transparency in fee levels, and they also, much of the feedback relates to providers having a stronger focus on person-centred care and more trained staff. And the reason I just wanted to bring that here today was, whilst these are themes that we recognise as professionals, actually the themes that people who are actually living in care homes themselves have quite ordinary wants, really, in terms of the service that they receive. I'd just like to run through some of the other quality initiatives that we are working on at the moment. We hold regular forums. Again, I expect this is something that happens nationally, with key issues such as safeguarding, mental capacity and infection control, because these are areas that providers tell us that they want support with. They're very well attended. Another forum that we undertake in Lancashire is an activities forum. where people can link in and experience activities that help them to be more responsive when actually planning activities for the residents who they support, which are more meaningful. So our key priorities are always about building relationships and improving quality. And at the same time, we want to streamline what we do. So in terms of contract monitoring, we're developing a framework at the moment, which is in very early stages. And we've also recently implemented a web-based quality monitoring tool. So this development arose because it made sense to develop a shared contractual mechanism and streamline the information that we're requesting from care providers. The system only went live in May of this year. We are having some teething problems and we are working to resolve these. But the system itself is intended to help us recognise failing areas and local issues, and these are things like workforce challenges and training gaps, so that again we can arrange early support and intervention rather than just crisis management. We deliver a range of workshops and we're currently providing a person-centred approaches training, which is delivered on behalf of the CCG to the staff in care homes. And in that training, we revisit person-centred care so that staff have the opportunity to reflect on not what's just important to people, but also and also what's important for people. That's meant to be the other way around. We also provide a range of tools that staff can take back and use within their care homes. An example of guidance that we have recently issued is around safer staffing. There's no one-size-fits-all tool out there, so what we've done is provided a short guide to what might inform staffing levels and the evidence required by CQC, along with some do's and don'ts on safe staffing. We have developed a leadership programme. We collaborated with My Home Life. Lancashire decided to use My Home Life as a reputable organisation that promotes positive change in care homes. We were very keen to support our care home managers, develop their confidence and leadership skills. Funding for 3 workshops and 7 action learning sessions were secured. And I think what's testament to the success is that 30 managers completed the programme, which was 90% of the managers who started. And we hope to build on that relationship with managers. Just a couple more things. I'm going to have to jump to Arnie. I wanted to tell you about Postcards for Kindness, but that one will have to be for another time. So in 2019, our 50 plus assembly members decided to visit care homes and fundraise for Robo Pets, which Arnie is. So these are kittens and pups, thought to have a very calming effect on people and provide companionship. So we've just bought 20 of these pets, which are going to be adopted by residents in care homes. And everyone's feeling very positive by this initiative, and we're really keen to find out more about... he's actually normally a bit more responsive. I'm not sure I've turned him on. To find out more about the longer-term benefits. So these are just a few of the initiatives that are going on in Lancashire, and I hope they give you a focus for the rest of the sessions. I've just been given the heads up that our time is up, and I was going to say, does anybody want to ask any questions? But maybe that's for another time. Okay.